get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something.
Bar is open. Welcome back, everyone, for listening. I'm here with my handsome gentleman suitors, Rush and John. And I'm going to start right off, and I'm going to say I have the biggest pet peeve in the fucking world. I have a bone to pick with driving. You know what it's called? It's called fucking bottlenecking. You guys know what this shit is, right? Okay, if you don't know what bottlenecking
is. How do you think it... words are hard. Yeah. Why do you think it took me so long to get here?
So,
fucking idiot.
For people who don't know, bottlenecking is where there's two lanes, we'll say, on a road. And there's a sign that basically says 2 miles from now, and it's always fucking 2 miles. Don't ever fucking say, oh, I didn't have enough time. No, it's always fucking 2 miles, you assholes. So anyways, it'll say in this distance, the left lane or whatever lane is going to be closed. Bottleneckers are the assholes that everyone gets over, but you'll see that one douchebag fly up to the edge, get right to the end where it's supposed to, the merge point, and then he slows down traffic, and that's what fucking causes traffic jams. Anyways, I don't have road rage, but that will make me want to fucking just shit on someone's mouth. Like, I fucking can't handle it. I lose my mind. I'm that guy who, like, literally will get into the left lane and just, like, start blocking people and just do this. Put my fucking middle finger right up against the glass. Like, fuck you. Eat my dick.
My favorite is when semis do that.
Oh, I know. That's like a gangster move. Like, I want to, I would get out of my car and just give them a pounds if I could. Just like, thank you, man. Good for you.
Get on my CB.
Anyways, not to start on a dark note, but, like, I can't, like, what is, like, a road rage thing that just, like, it gets you? Like, that just, like, because if someone, like, cuts me off, it really doesn't really piss me off that much. I'm always like, all right, man, fucking so gotta get there.
It's a lot of dumb things.
A lot of dumb things. Like, what's, like, the one, though? What's the one that just, like, because bottlenecking
is mine. I mean, the bottlenecking is one
fucking
of them,
drive
sure.
me insane.
But then it's like, let's go this, not the speed limit.
Oh, yeah, and, right, yeah. It's like 55 and they're doing, like, 30. You're like, what are you doing?
So, I mean, example, and I'm like, how high or drunk are you right now? Because I was on my way to work this week. And I'm just like, come out the gate and just, you know, I'm not hammering the gas, but I'm going and getting ready and here we go. And we're off.
Right.
And you're taking your sweet ass time to get on the highway.
Or when
it's an on-ramp. Or,
yeah. When you're getting on the freeway. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like, this is literally the word. This is acceleration lane. This is what this is. It's acceleration ramp. You're supposed to be.
You ain't first. You last, Ricky.
Just go.
Let's go.
Fucker. Get your ass.
My God. Yeah. So I was like, idiot, you are doing 55 in a 70,
right?
And everyone's just like
flying right by.
And it's 4:30 in the morning,
right?
Like, why are you going so? Are you still sleeping? Should you be driving, sir?
Yeah,
ma'am?
Exactly. Are you still hammered from the fucking night before?
Did you just leave the bar somehow?
What about you, John?
Let me make sure I'm not getting any levels on my stuff real quick.
Oh, shit.
No, what'd you do, Richard?
I don't know. I don't know what I did. So I'm
check, baby, check, baby.
I'll try to remedy it real quick.
All right.
So John's pulling a bunch of cables right now.
Just
he's
to
got this XLR.
Lay the scene. He's actually unbuttoning his shirt one button at a time. He's making very vulgar
John,
sexual advances towards me. Could you?
Oh, God, I'm going to be.
God, he is rock hard, too. Jesus, John.
Check now.
Didn't know you had a dick
how
like
about,
that, man.
How about no?
Yeah.
Put your clothes back on.
Seriously.
Check. Hey,
we can
edit
all this
out
anyways.
Okay, now I got levels.
Okay, there he is. All right. So what was yours, John?
Check, maybe one, two.
I think my biggest pet peeve, honestly, is when you're trying to get on an on-ramp,
mm-hmm.
but people won't let you over.
Oh.
But then,
yeah.
Then you finally get over, and they get over to exit.
Right.
Like, if you just would have fucking let me over, you could have taken my spot, you
boom.
Dick.
Right. Or the person that'll literally, like, accelerate and like get like pass around you really aggressively, and then they get in front of you, and they, the next street they turn right. I'm like, did you get there faster? Is that fucking 3 seconds really necessary?
Dude, that was this morning.
I can't fucking handle it.
That was this morning too.
Maybe I do have road rage. Maybe I'm fucking a liar.
I think everybody has a degree of road rage.
Yeah.
And I had this conversation with Father John before he passed away.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So I just get really angry at people when they drive and this, and this. And he just goes, well, just think, you know, they're in a different space than you are. And you just try
right,
to, like,
yeah, the
not
one
get sucked yeah. into the anger. Yeah, clearly, where are you going? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
And it's just
nowhere.
Like, dude. And it was funny because one of my coworkers happened to be behind me this morning. Like, he yeah. saw me come from the off-ramp to the on-ramp.
Yeah.
and come out from the interchange from 196 to 131 North.
Yeah.
And I didn't hammer it. I just, you know, I think I was behind it. I was next to us behind a semi. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just kept going and yeah. I didn't hammer the gas. And then I got over to the far right lane because that's where I got to go because yeah. then it splits the farther you get north. And all of a sudden I just see this dude just, you can see him and he's just like, wow.
People like Father John, though. That is one of those things where it's like, I don't understand the tranquil people. I'll never understand that. Like, I'm a person that I can be patient. I can be understanding. I can actually be a person that I'll try to have empathy yeah. for the other person. But when straight up someone's just like, someone gets someone's face and they go like, you know, I try to think of their like mental state. And, you know, I'm like, dude, if someone fucking gets me in your face, starts like yelling at you and they're spitting
well,
in your face.
A,
I'm like,
that's
oh,
a
you get one fucking, like back right. up, man. Like take one step back from me. And it's like people like, oh, no, just, you know, be tranquil, be like
I,
water.
I won't
like,
argue.
I'm not going to be.
I won't argue that. We were just talking about just driving and the way people act. And, you right. know, I would just blow up. And just,
yeah.
Right. but it was funny. Yeah. But then this dude just went right by me.
Yeah.
And my coworker said something about it. And, yeah, that guy that just went right by you, like, dude was probably doing 90 to 100. I'm like,
holy
doing
shit.
70. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I hope the cop's sitting where he usually sits. No, he wasn't. Dang it all. Because that dude would have got
oh, yeah.
a ticket.
Yeah, that's like reckless driving.
Yeah, reckless endangerment, going to jail, losing your license.
Yep, later.
So,
hope it was worth it.
But it was funny because then I said to my coworker, I go, and you know where he went? He's like, what? I go, he got off at West River, turned into the damn carpool lot.
Yep.
2 seconds before I did, because he was at the stoplight, and I came right up.
Don't like, understand it, man. I'll never understand it.
I even had a conversation with Gabe, my buddy Gabe, about this. You know, just the whole idea of why do you need to drive so fast to get there 2 minutes earlier?
Yeah, like it doesn't make any sense.
You could
to me.
Do so much damage.
Yeah.
Because of, I mean, yeah, I do go over the speed limit, but I'm not doing 100.
No. Yeah, no. I've never been. Yeah, I can't. Like it's. I usually even realize that I'm just not a person that likes like high speeds like that. It's not a good, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I have to go fast, but I ain't trying to.
Well, I've been to a track and I've like been in a vehicle. Like I had a buddy of mine who had a Nova and he would just go out there and
Chevy
we would like
Nova.
Take to the track, stuff like that. Right. And he was like, you want to ride with me? And I was like, absolutely. And I've always been like, you know, muscle car guy, all stuff. And
yeah.
I love like fast cars and all shit.
Oh, I never
but I remember that. I got into this thing with a roll cage. Fucking full
did
on
you have
it,
a helmet?
Like, helmet, the whole
yep.
bit, right?
Tight.
So I'm shotgun, and like he's gonna do a quarter mile, and he fucking lights this thing up. And
tell
it
me
felt
you...
like someone like it felt like a 400-pound man just laid on top of my chest for like 4 seconds.
That's
I was
hot.
Like, oh god! And we got up to about 145 miles an hour.
Nice.
That was terrifying. That was terrifying.
Wait,
and,
wait.
I realized like this.
Did you
is,
go? Did you pop a wheelie too? Or
oh, no? the whole. Well, not like
not necessarily.
It had the freaking what are those called? The drag bar or the
because has the yeah
the, roller,
the wheelie bars.
Wheelie bars, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, but it squirreled. It like it came up probably a good like maybe like 2.5
yeah.
feet off the ground. So we just went and it squirreled a little bit, and then the minute it hit down, like we were a bullet.
That's amazing.
And I remember getting out and like and I had to like feint it like in front of a dude like that was awesome in my head. I'm like I don't like this at all. Fucking shit in my pants. So I get out and I remember like he went a couple more times. I didn't go with him, but then we were met up at the bar later. And I just remember sitting there and I've been like, I've realized something about myself. But I go, I like to look like I'm fast, but I don't like, I'm not an adrenaline junkie. I did not enjoy that. He goes, yeah, I can kind of tell. He's like, cause he goes, I took a, he had one of those,
oh, do you have a camera?
Yeah, he had like a GoPro or whatever. Dude, he fucking showed it to like 8 people. Cause it just shows me like, I'm having this kind of like, I'm excited. I'm like, this, and I'm smiling the minute I just go. And my face just went flat. I went, oh my god! And then, but then, when he got off across the line, then I'm like, and I'm like smiling, like that was awesome. All
the
while,
nervous excitement.
All the nervous, like, oh, I'm alive. Like, yeah. Anyways, I just
holy shit balls.
Yeah, I've been fast cars. I've been like over 100, but like when you get to like 130, 140, and like
I've only been a 120.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. And you just realize that at that speed, roll cage or not, if you roll at 140 miles an hour, you're probably going to snap your fucking neck.
You're going to do some damage.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Might break your beard or something.
Yeah. What? I just remember I was thinking that when I was driving over here. I was like, oh, I'm just going to start with like, because I remember just getting on the freeway and just someone, like, there's that road closed over there by the title company off of Michigan.
Yep.
And dude, I'm just watching fucking this one, these three guys just fucking right at the end. I'm like, if you all would have got the fuck over. And it's we would be through this by now.
And it's the worst over because it's shift change for the hospital right now,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm just like,
hundreds of people.
Actually, I saw one of my friends from church and I was honking the horn.
Get the fuck out of my way!
No. She didn't hear me. She had her earbuds in, so I'm like, all right. I was like,
even worse.
Yeah, exactly. I was ignored. I think the fastest I've ever gone is like a $1.20, $1.25.
Yeah, that's quick.
My friend Jason, who I haven't seen in years, we were out one night. He was drinking. I wasn't. And he met up with some girl. And I don't know if this is pre-Tinder or whatever it was, but they met up, and I think it was a Facebook meetup, actually.
Oh, okay.
And
she had a marketplace ad or something.
Sure, yeah.
Pussy. Okay. Filet mignon.
Trying to sell these washer and dryers and this pussy?
I got stuck in this dryer. Can you help me out?
Can you help me out? You don't have to do a rinse cycle with me.
Heavy loads.
Okay, so Facebook.
Delicates not only.
So anyways, that was a good story.
Oh shit.
So
oh my god. That's the best.
So you're putting a $1.20 into this chick.
No.
Oh my god.
So and he had a brand new Lexus. I can't remember the year. It was a 6-speed manual. And he said, hey, if you want to take the car, it's all yours. I'm drinking. I know you're not. I was like, all right. So I hit up.
Sweet.
I hit up BLG.
Yep.
And I was like, what are you doing? So I'm at Rocky's. I was like, all right, I'm going to pick you up. I got a car. He's like, what? I said, you'll see me in a second. So roll up. He's like, what the hell? I said, yeah, well, you know.
Let's bolt this, man. Fucking rest of luck.
Peace and chicken grease.
Duffel so bag, baby.
We rolled down 131, hit M6, and that see you later.
Oh.
That thing,
yeah.
Just and I looked down like, dude, it does not feel like we're going 120.
That's the thing when you get with, like you get into like muscle cars or sports cars, dude. Like they actually react better. Like the faster you go, they kind of dig down into like their
suspension.
It's
so crazy.
It's nuts. And you just also look down and you go, dude, I'm fucking doing like 120 miles an hour.
Well, that's like shit. What you see with the, I'm not sure if BMW does it, but Mercedes does.
Yeah.
Their Audis bags do drop.
Yeah.
Because they have airbags. So like when they're on the Autobahn, just,
yep.
Which makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. Audis do that. Beamers. Obviously all the supercars do, like Ferraris and Porsches and shit like that. The faster they get, the more that they just kind of like their suspension just automatically adjusts and kind of like goes a little lower.
Well, that's crazy too with the way stuff is set up now. You still can tune cars and add different suspensions, but
right.
They have a sport package you can go to or road or
because
I was watching BLG actually on his TDI, not a TDI, because it's not a diesel. But it is a Golf. Anyways, Key flipping through his settings.
Yeah.
I was like, just change your suspension by doing this. I was like, that is fucking weird.
Yeah. I got one of those for my Challenger. It's like this chip you put into like the USB port.
Yeah.
And it changes all my gear ratio. So I can go like basically where, I can make him turn.
What the hell?
It's nuts, dude. Like I just push this button and I'll put into sport mode. Even sport mode, like my transmission basically has a higher yield when I like change gears.
Right.
But I put, it's like a $70 chip and you just put in your USB and this freaking app downloads to my screen. And it'll just say like, and I push the button and it just says like, okay, you're in performance suspension mode.
Yeah.
And my whole fucking car will just like be really, really, it's really cool. It's sweet. For $70, I was like, oh, sweet.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yours is all wheel, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, because it was me, my daily driver, so I needed some for the winter too. So, yeah.
Cars,
man. You know.
To do the dishes.
Cars, I think the cars, only cars, thing. Cars,
what?
I think the only speeding thing because I was driving from actually here back to Lansing when I lived in Lansing,
mm-hmm.
and I had borrowed our roommate's Volkswagen Jetta,
mm-hmm.
and I'd come back from a show.
It was a manual.
It was an automatic. I don't know how to.
I did 2002 manual Jetta. I think it was.
Dude,
but I just remember,
sick.
Like,
I liked it.
My friend Jason had come down for something like a couple of days before and was telling me about how He was driving late at night, just saw like all this fucking blood on the ground, presumably from where like a deer had been hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all over the ground. But he's like, yeah, I was listening to like this mix CD that's in the car, and NWO by Ministry was on. And it was like the part where it just gets like super fucking crazy. And then I just see blood everywhere. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So, talk about a massacre.
Now, fast forward like a couple of days.
Just enter Killing Zoe? Shit.
I'm driving back, and I happen to have that same mix CD in because it's the same car.
Right.
And no one was on the road because it was so late, and it was like a Wednesday. And so I had no traffic to gauge how fast I was going. And then
your thermometer broke? Just kidding.
No, I happened to look down because, like,
thermometer.
I'm not someone that's really good at, like, oh, like, I'm here. It takes this, like, I'm more of a, like, landmark person.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'll see something.
Oh, right.
I'm the same.
Oh, yeah. It's here, and I'm here now.
Right.
Well, it's like when you
hit this, I got, like, 10 more minutes.
Well, it's sure. Like when you hit Portland, you're like, I'm halfway to Lansing. Yep. And
yeah. Same thing.
And then you always got to stop at that exit and go to the gas station, which has a ton of great treats, or you go to Wendy's across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Quality dairy.
Yep.
That's not very
Midwestern thing. That's important, though. That it's like we tell distance time. With time. Yeah, like we don't say miles. Like it's like how far is it? And we'll use landmarks too. It's like, oh yeah, you go down the street about, like, you know, you take this street about 2 minutes or so, and then you'll see this freaking whatever, you know,
right.
Lamppost, and fucking take a left.
There's a TARDIS on your right.
Yeah.
Go left.
But so I remember
it's a dump truck.
I had nothing
tomato
to gauge how fast I was going because no traffic was on the road.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh shit. And I like noticed like a landmark and I was like, wow, I got here really fast.
Yeah.
And then I looked down and I was like doing like 110.
Uh-oh,
and I was like,
shit.
Oh shit.
Attaboy.
So I slowed down.
Yeah.
Then right as I was slowing down, a whole bunch of cops are on the side of the road.
Oh no.
Like looking for something. And I was like, oh. And then like right around that same area is where like I found the blood thing too, and NWO happened to be playing when I was there. Not the same part, but same song.
Right.
And then like I had a thought to myself because I was like, I mean, that's probably all the cops in this area. Because it's a small town. And I was like,
maybe that blood wasn't from a deer.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Were looking.
But
Highway Massacre
was a thing where I ended up getting home and was talking to my friend Trevor because it was his girlfriend's car that we all used.
Oh, okay.
And then saying something, we were all talking, and I was like, talking about speed or something like that. I was like, and we told the story, and I was like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah, I mean, you guys can't really go like fast in this car. And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, what do you think this thing can get up to, like, 100, 110? And he goes, no, tops, like, 85. And then you're I just kind of right. Laughed to myself. I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, you, sir, are wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know from experience.
Yes, first-hand experience, it does 110. But, yeah, same thing. I was like, oh, that didn't feel like I was going that fast. And then I also had the same thing. We were driving when I lived in Kalamazoo, but, like, when I was, like, just, like, 18-ish or so.
Yeah.
We were driving from the intersection back to Kalamazoo, Jason and I, and he fell asleep in the passenger seat. I was following like a convoy of like semis.
Yeah.
And then like I woke him up like when we were getting into Kalamazoo, and he's like, we're here already? How long was I sleeping? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I looked and I realized I had gotten to Kalamazoo in about 22 minutes.
That is from Giada to Kalamazoo.
Yeah, because I was doing quick. I was keeping up with the semis that were doing about 90 something.
Oh man,
dude, that reminds me. So my cousin, my aunt live in Carmel, just north of Indianapolis,
mm-hmm. next to Fudge.
He couldn't resist that one.
No, it's right next to Sweet Tarts.
Yeah.
I didn't have a comeback. I really wanted one. But anyways, peanut butter cups. What's up, Franks? So anyways, so the speed limit on 31 is 60 miles an hour in Indiana.
That's a suggestion.
Which literally is what it should just say, suggested speed. Not going to pull you over if you go faster. I did 80 the whole time.
Oh, shit.
And I have cars passing me.
Oh, yeah.
And then to make it even worse or, you know, there's no insult to injury, but.
Right.
I have a quad cab turbo diesel pulling a 30-foot trailer passing me at 95 miles an hour. And it was like, whoa.
Dude.
How? What the hell?
When I
And my cousin's. Sorry, but my cousin goes, yeah, no, they don't really care.
Yeah, they just, they don't.
they just like just you know don't kill yourselves.
That was when I was going to Sturgis to do like the motorcycle rally and stuff like that, dude. I would drive through the night. It was like a 17-hour drive. And straight up, dude, like the minute around like 1, 2 a.m., it's all just like semi-trucks on the road for the most part, and they don't give a fuck. They're literally doing like fucking 90 miles an hour.
Got my 10 in the wind. Yeah. Don't keep on trucking.
I just remember being like, holy shit, man. Like they're kind of rad because it's like it, even if it was, you know, overcast or whatever, it's like you could always like – they were kind of like a beacon, you know what I mean? Because like all those lights right. around like the trailer, so it's like it was kind of nice, but – yeah, I was constantly like just being like they would just merge sometimes. I'd be like, I'm right here, oh shit, and then like fucking backing off and
bah, bah.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten so mad, speaking of a road rage, with people who drive like assholes but speeding and then they start racing each other?
No.
And then you decide to race them and chase them?
No, I've never done that.
I don't know what it was.
I can see you doing that. Though.
Oh, dude!
Like it was. You go. What the fuck did you do?
Well, no, this dude was. Well, it wasn't even that. This dude was driving like an asshole, and it's like 4:30 in the morning.
Oh shit!
It was like
also a terrible.
Oh, so you're getting out of work at.
And I'm going. No, this is me going into work. I'm just like, what are you doing? And so these two are going. I'm just like, are you? And I'm like, I'm gonna call the cops. And dude, I wasn't even paying attention to how fast I was going, because then there was like a line of traffic.
The next thing I know, I got pink slips.
I got new cars. Give me the keys, bitch. No. And so, and there happens to be a cop on the left, and I saw him, so I slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just kept going, and those dudes, like, they were long gone. I was like, all right, whatever. So I get in the right lane for the exit. And I just happened to look in my rearview mirror, and I just see, and he didn't hit the lights yet. And I was like, well, just see him. He was speeding up.
Yep.
And I was like, so I slowed all the way down. His lights came on, and I pull over. And he's like, you know how fast you're going? I was like, yep. No. I said, he goes, I'm a little late for work.
I was racing, sir.
I was racing from the devil.
Run. Listen, this is my friend Dom. Okay.
Yeah.
We're too fast, too furious.
We're family now.
We're family.
It's all about family, officer. Officer Dime.
Would you actually believe that this car runs on Parmesan? Because at Olive Garden, your family too.
Woo! It's got a gal of 24.
Officer, it's not how you stand by your car. It's how you race your car. And
you clearly lost.
Would you say you race like you fuck?
Yeah.
Fast and it's over.
Yes.
Fast and furious.
Fast and furious.
They call me fast and furious.
Oh, gross.
Fast and I'm sorry.
And you know what? That brings us to our new sponsor, Manscaped.
I highly recommend the
Lawnmower. For all your daily.
Lawnmower 4.0.
Anyways, so he's like, do you know how fast you were going? I was like, I don't know, probably 75-ish. And he goes, 90. I was like, holy Lord. Wow. Like, this literally came out. Like, he goes, yeah, so I'll be right back. I was like, fucking great. And I'm just like trying not to lose it, because I was leaving that like late morning to go out to Pennsylvania with my sister for my grandma's funeral. And so I was just like, oh my God. And
are we doing a live thing?
Yeah.
Dude, we should ask, have someone ask us any questions.
You got any gum?
Got any? Yeah, ask us any questions. We're just playing this.
I don't think anyone's actually watching now.
Oh, okay.
TJ, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Having a date with his wife, probably.
I thought he was practicing Stillmanes. But anyway, so the cop comes back and goes, all right, keep your speed down. Have a great day.
Oh, wow.
I was like, thank you for it. Because, I mean, literally, that's reckless endangerment right there.
Yeah. 90.
I'm already doing 55. 15 over.
Yeah. Or you're on the freeway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Saving grace was, you know, it was no real terrible morning traffic, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
Lol.
Unfortunately, cars are like the one thing that I just don't know dick about. So I'm like, yeah, car conversation. This is great.
Yeah.
When it ends,
I just start with freaking road rage traffic.
Hated it. Speaking of TJ Miller, he just joined.
Oh, hey, TJ.
Babes.
Missing you.
Ask us a question, TJ. Any question.
We're talking about cars currently.
Talking about cars, so we want to talk about something else.
Great. Did you think Fast and Furious jumped the shark when they went to space? Or did that actually make it cooler?
Wait, here's the question. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, I was like, I don't even see that. I only watched the first two Fast and the Furiouses.
Oh, you missed out on good story development.
Hold on, here we go.
Yeah.
This could be interesting.
The minute What's-His-Face died, I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
This could be...
Well, that was like seven episodes later.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Seven episodes later.
Oh, shit.
What the
fuck? Show.
I think it jumped ship.
Oh! So he's kind of on the...
Hey!
He's kind of on the podcast.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, babes? How you doing?
Oh, you know. God, that is a beautiful beard, man.
You got any gum?
Ah.
You got any gum?
Sorry, it's all stuck
that
in my
beard
pants.
Is beautiful. God. Damn. Shit. Look at this gray. Look at all the grays coming on us, huh?
Oh, my God.
Look at all that gray. We're getting old, man.
Jeez. No one ever believes me when I say it, but I'm jealous.
I know. It's like
I want to be a silver fox.
Where's all? Why don't you have any?
I don't know.
Instead, you're a red rush.
I believe. Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption over here.
Yeah. Fuck.
Just need to start inflicting more stress on Rush's life.
We do. Yeah. So what happens? Like, he didn't get married. He didn't have any children. The man just.
Yeah.
Man just made all the right decisions. Jesus.
I don't know if that's true or not, but what's that?
Someone marry this man.
Oh. Hi.
He's married to Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I hear he doesn't put out.
No.
But he'll get you drunk.
I thought that was water.
Never. Do you have a question?
You got to come with a question. Oh, I think he froze up.
Oh.
He froze up.
That I got to screenshot that, though. That is an awful... Well, I guess this is what happens when...
Technology fails.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that was fun.
That was fun for a thing.
Thanks, TJ. Baby, come back.
What happened?
Baby, come back. So do you leave that on?
Yeah, I can.
So, no. Oh. Do you, like, leave it so you can watch it in your stories?
Yeah, I can do that. That's where it's at right now.
Okay, cool.
I mean, in light of us talking about, like, social media and shit, I was like, we should take photos and stuff and post them. Mm. So when people inevitably start following the thing,
right.
There's already stuff there.
Didn't get that one.
No, I
got
it.
No, thank God.
Well, I guess we didn't get to ask a question. We just found out that life beats some of us down to have us be gray-haired and balding and all that. And, I mean, I don't have either of those.
I got a little bit of that going on.
I don't have either of those.
Yeah.
So.
You're married.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, I don't have gray hairs in my beard. And
that's
I'm
fair.
Not balding.
Yeah, so. But you're 39.
Yeah.
You have a great head of hair.
I know.
I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't going to go bald. I thought, because my dad was bald by the time he was, like, 22. And I didn't start losing my hair until I was like 33.
Wait, so you're like me now?
What's that? Oh, dude, I'm worse. I'm worse than you.
What?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah. Well, I shaved my head all the way down. But look, you can see like...
The crown.
Like the whole
He's top, crowning.
The whole top of this is gone. And then I'm widowed.
See, I don't know why I
wouldn't mind.
Forget
if my
these
crown
things.
Hadn't gone away and I just was receding a little bit here, I wouldn't have mind that.
You were crowning?
Away. Oh, yeah. Totally. Like coming right out of that vagina. Like,
help!
Fucking sliding.
Here I am.
But no, yeah.
You're over in Reseda?
Yeah, it was actually my... fuck.
Reseda Margarita. Senorita.
It was the woman
come,
I dated right before I married Kristen. And I remember, like, you know, I said, yeah, like, you know, I'm losing, like, you know, I'm Winnipegging a little bit. You know,
she's
it's
like,
not
yeah,
bad,
sure.
You know. And she just goes, oh, you haven't looked in a mirror, have you? And I Ooh. Went, no, that's what I mean. And then she goes, no, like, go look in there. And so she gives me her hand mirror, and I put back, and I just see how much I'm thinning. I'm like, oh, my God. And then it just got worse and worse and worse. So by the time I was, like, 38, it was pretty much, like. But then I just wore hats all the time, but then it got pathetic. Actually, you want to know what? It was a tattooer who made fun of me on a post from when I got wedding photos. Because I was wearing like a beanie and stuff like that, you know, and then it's like, you know, it's like, you know, you don't have to just hide it. It's like, we all know. And I was like, oh. And it hurt my feelings. I was like, okay. And I was like, but he was right, though. It was like one of those things.
How do you
like,
know you were hiding it, though?
Well, I mean, it's
I just thought
it's
that was part
summer,
of your...
It's his wedding and he's wearing a beanie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
But come on. Let's, one, I just thought it was part of the outfit. Two.
Yeah.
Do you know how cold it got that night?
That night.
Oh my God.
It was cold. It was
warm during the day.
Yeah, but it was August and it was freezing and I loved it.
September. It was right before my birthday.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was too like.
But he was right. It was like 2 weeks ago. Where it just becomes pathetic. Like either I should do something about it or just own it and fucking shave it off. And so that's what I did. I was like, fuck it. I'm just gonna shave it. I don't care.
Was Janelle the one that called you out?
Yep.
You had to say her name. Yes.
Oh shit. Can
no,
we?
No, it's fine. I don't care. No, but yeah, no.
I like to put timelines in my head together.
She was actually very sweet about it, though. I gotta say, like, she literally looked at me. She's like, she goes, "I don't care." Like, I said, "Like, no, no, but like,
she's she's a great
like,
woman.
God damn it, like, you know, like, I thought I was gonna beat it, and I didn't. So she
thanks a lot, Dad, Grandpa.
Yeah, she's the one who brought it to me. Yeah, and my papa had freaking beautiful head of hair all the way into his 80s. Yeah, so, and they're always like, "Oh, it's your mom's." So I thought, no, it's not. It's just fucking genetics.
Shit just happens.
Genetics just sometimes shit on you, and I got shit on.
I think that reminds me of like one of my favorite Gallagher skits when I was growing up. Like
Gallagher?
Gallagher.
I love Gallagher though.
So there was like this skit and I remember like because we used to have HBO.
This guy hits the water. Yeah.
We used to have HBO back in the day, so we used to watch like I would watch all the stand up shit with my parents.
Yeah.
And I remember he was like because he had that like cap that he would wear.
Right.
Like the little like weird like I call them like cabbie hats.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He would wear like the cap.
I call them
newsies. Sure. And then he would just be like hats. You know, ladies, you'll never understand what this is like. And for those that are listening, he's basically pulling at his
hair out
and pulling strands of hair out because it's just that thin.
Right.
And he goes, it's like if your tits are just slowly melting off your body. And I've never forgotten that.
That's
ever.
A very accurate representation.
But I just always remember him just being like.
Yeah, just like pulling on his hair. Yeah.
But yeah, I've never really had that problem. I think like the other like. Kind of, I guess, embarrassing, like becoming an adult, quote unquote, thing. Because I remember going to see Trevor, like when Bridget and I think were first dating.
Yeah.
And we went back to the farm where his mom lives. And Trevor just looks at me.
Who's
like,
Trevor?
Skipper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was like, getting fat, aren't you? And I was like, what Jesus. The fuck? Thank you.
Wow.
And then I was like, pot calling the kettle over here. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Fuck you. And I was like, at least I have my hair. I'm not fat and losing my hair.
Easy, Trevor. Yeah, come right. on.
But it was just a thing where, that always, stuck with me. But, I mean, like, it's also the thing, too. I have come to learn that, like, there are certain people where it's like you can just crack on each other, like
yeah,
and you it like it kind of hurts, but you're also like, well, fuck you, dude.
Yeah,
and then you're just looking for the next thing that you can come back to. Them
it's
with.
Fine to like Man. Just like fuck with your buddies and like, but again, it's like one of those things where if they're obviously a little like self conscious or sensitive, like a fucking like have some tact on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I love doing the things where it's like, you know, like, around a bar or something like that, and one of your buddies is, like, trying to, like, pick up on a girl, and he's walking by, and you go, you're like, hey, did that medication for your herpes, did that come in? That in for you? And he goes, what the fuck? And you go, like, it should be clear, but no. Hey, it's nice, man. What's your name? Vanessa. Nice. Awesome. Yeah, he's a nice guy. Just walk away, and they're like, you fucking dick. But it's one of those things where it's, like, obviously, like, you know, I don't know if, like, your friend had eczema or something like that. And it's like, oh, all right, fucking, like, you know, Creature from Black Lagoon, like, how's your scales working? You know, like, all right, bro, that's kind of fucking shitty. You
know? All right, Godzilla, calm down.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come on, man.
Hey, at least you got them before the price went up on those eggs.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like.
I don't have that wit. I can't banter very well.
Dude, that's like last night. I like, this is a bad joke, but I was very proud of myself for coming up with it, like, instantly.
Yeah.
So we were. Bridget had bought me tickets to go see Villabello, the old singer of Him, and Black Veil Brides coming here. And like Him is still probably one of my favorite bands of like ever.
Mm.
And
that brings back a
and so we were talking to Big John, the security guard.
Yeah.
And he was talking and we got to talking about the Oktoberfest thing that's happening this weekend. And he's going to do the keg toss. And he was like, oh, Lord for like...
When is this? I need to be there.
Saturday at 3. So he was talking about how he has entered it like so many times, and he always comes in second. So I was like, always a bridesmaid, never a Black Veil Bride. And then like he didn't hear me, and Bridget just goes...
Damn it. I just...
But I was like,
you're the master
it's a bad
of that,
joke.
Though, dude.
It's a
like,
bad joke, but I was really proud of how fast they came up with it.
I've seen you 100 times do that. Like,
yeah.
100%.
Podcast or not, like, you'll just sit in there and, like, people will be talking, and I will know, like, you have said a joke because everyone's, like, kind of talking. Two people are like, all of a sudden you'll just go. And then I look at you and you're like this. You're just like wondering, anybody fucking heard it?
Well, and everyone's like, wait, what?
Wait, what did you say? And he goes, no, no, just.
Well, I also love doing that with music. Like, if we're somewhere, like, especially at, like, home, like, a home environment.
Yeah.
Where, like, music's playing, like, I can control, like, the home pod or whatever.
Right.
People will be talking, and I'll hear someone say something. I'm like, ooh, that's, like, the name of a song, or that's this.
Right,
and I'll
yes.
go over to, like, Siri, and I'll be like, hey, Siri, play this. And, right. and, like, I'll talk and make everyone, like, not hear what I'm playing. And then all of a sudden the song will come on, and then, like, maybe 30, 40 seconds goes by, and someone's like, wait, is this
the song we're just talking about?
Yeah, no, or, like, are you playing this because I just said blah, blah, blah? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sucker.
But, like, I don't know. To me, like, I find that. I don't know. It's, like, it's funny, too, because, like, I've been playing, and it's almost, like, more of a brain teaser as I get older. Like, just something to entertain myself and keep me, like, my mind going and quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, when I see license plates, if I see, like, a collection of letters, I'll try to hurry up and just come up with a fucking quick thing.
Hmm.
So, like, throw out, like, three random letters.
S-X-E.
S-X-E. Sexy xylophone evaporating. Like, just I'll just try to come up with like something that. Very
straight
quick.
Straight fucking
like
edge.
Yeah, it's like a brain exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that's so, what like, I was really hoping you were going to say, but that's okay.
Yeah, straight
yeah.
edge?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No.
I'll have another. Hey, can you pass that beer? No.
But it's a thing where I find that, like, when I'm driving, because it's, like, the pseudo-entertainment value is just, it's right. always there.
Right.
And it's one of those, like, weird things, I think, from working at a bar and just being very conscious of everything around me.
Yeah.
That I think it makes me aware.
Do you get bored easily?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get bored easily, but that's why
is
I
that
also...
Is that something you do to, like, just kind of keep your brain, like, kind of picked up? Especially when you're driving, it's like you can't just be playing on your phone or something like that.
No, so
like,
yeah. Well, I half the time, I don't know if like a lot of it just spurs from the idea of if something happens, I want to have like a memory of like to be able to tell or recollect to somebody.
Memory.
That's like when we were driving back from Milwaukee this past weekend. Like
Milwaukee.
We had gotten a alert that there was a speed trap coming. Yeah. So I was like, shit, kind of going quickly because we're on the outskirts.
Is that a new genre?
Yes. speed trap.
Poor Chris. He's like, what?
But we were going and obviously going through Chicago, you're doing like 20 over it at all times.
Yeah.
So I had, and it's like four lanes. So I was like, I kind of...
And you're still
like,
at a standstill.
Yeah.
No, we were on the way in, coming back. We didn't have any traffic. But, like, it was a thing where I was like, I really need to try to slow down.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
And so that way, like, I'm not going to get bagged or whatever.
Yeah.
And, or the inevitable, because, like, there was enough distance between me and, like, the next grouping of cars.
Yeah.
That I was like, if they slam on their brakes and I'm slowing down enough that I don't, like, kind of defensive driving.
Right, right.
Well, what I didn't see, because I was looking at that, and kind of paying attention to the just like everything around me, but a fucking bike fell off the back of someone's car.
Oh,
and like a motorcycle or a bicycle?
A bicycle.
A bicycle. Oh,
fell off the back of a car, and then like it was in the
rolling down
middle lane out of the four, and it was like kind of spinning toward us.
Now, are you in like Chicago? Like you're like
we're like basically in like maybe like Gary.
Oh, okay.
Ish.
So you've exited. Okay.
Yeah. But it's still...
Wait, is it on? Is it rolling on wheels doing this, or is it just like...
It's rolling on its side.
But you're on I-90.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it was a thing where, like, I'm in the far left lane, so I at least have, like, the pull-off area.
Right.
But I'm also doing, like, 76, and I have people, like, on all sides other
Fuck
than to my
that,
left.
Man.
And I'm like, that's okay, a in a matter of, like, 7 seconds, my thought process is... I need to keep an eye on where this thing's going because it could bounce up at any point. It could hit something. Someone could swerve to avoid it.
Right.
And just like all these things that I'm like quickly trying to look at.
Right.
And was a thing where I ended up having to run over part of it because there was just no avoiding it.
There's no
it.
Time, yeah.
And was a thing where like we ended up getting off, checked, no damage, no nothing.
That's good.
No one really had anything happen. And then like my mind kicked into the what ifs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because Bridget and I were going to switch driving anyway.
Right.
And then that's, oddly, to bring it all back to driving, that it was a thing where I started going back and replaying it, going like, wow, I like really handled that really well. Like, didn't freak out, didn't cause an accident, didn't even get out of our lane. Like, good driving. But then I started thinking of like, why didn't I notice that?
Right.
Was it because I was too busy, like, quickly looking at IDs, or, like, plates and trying to, like, do whatever.
Right. Oh, and so now you're getting in your head that it's like maybe these
are distractions and not.
Yeah, but you were also saying that you were
trying to figure out where I should slow down this, that, because of the speed
trap.
Right.
And, yeah, then, and, like, and I kept it, and like, I kept coming back to that going like, well, yeah, no, it all started because I was trying to be not causing an accident, trying to slow down with all the traffic behind me and to the sides of me. But it was a thing where Bridget was like, oh, I saw it. And then it happened. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then it's like all the other what ifs. Like, you're just like, Jesus Christ. And it's like that thing after watching like Final Destination, you're like, oh, dude. I mean, you know, will that ever happen? And then it's like now something on a way lesser scale did happen where like that's not something I really think I ever would have thought of. Like, oh, these bike racks seem pretty safe and that they're secure. Like, and then now I just watch one fall off and not come hurtling toward me, but came at me.
That was a good bike.
And then I was just
like, like those close calls that you get, like not even like driving, but like those near death. I've only had one. I've had like, you know, little things, you know, it's like someone like runs a red light or something like that. And you're about to start moving and like they just blow through, you go, oh shit. But the closest one, I remember I was 13 and this is my ex stepfather. My mom owned a little like cottage up in Beaverton. And I don't know if you've ever been up there, but it's like all the homes on the Beaverton Lake, it's like there's like all these canals that go off the main lake. And so like people could like kind of do like a no wake zone. And there's all these docks that go all the way down. There's like hundreds of them, right?
Okay.
So we were a little bit down one of those canals, and out in the lake proper, it's really, really nice. But down those canals, they're like mucky and there's like, you know, like leeches and all that stuff, right? Ugh. But anyways, it's like you could, if you had the dock far enough, you could kind of dive out. Well, my ex-stepfather never like told me, it's like, you know, that it's really, really mucky like in the actual canal area. So I remember I was 13, I go to the edge of that dock, I jump and I dive and I like, but I did a pencil. Like, I just like went straight up and down. I go straight down, I hit that muck and it goes up to my knees and I'm stuck. And I'm like,
oh, Lord have mercy.
And I remember like I'm struggling, I'm starting to panic. And there's this like weird part of my brain that's like, oh, stop, stop. I go, lean down, dig yourself out. And I went, oh, and I like got, like I started digging myself out, got my one foot free. And then literally like, now that I had that other one, I could just kick down on my other leg and it freed me and that's it. And I came up, but I literally like was out of air. Came up and I'm like, I'm kind of like half crying, half like, oh my God, I'm fucking alive. Like, you know what I mean? But I remember like that was the only time ever I started to see like black, like that, like I was going to pass out.
You're going
to
pass out.
And I knew, I was like, that was it. Like, and my 13 brain was like, oh, you almost died. Like, that was it. That could have been it for you. You would have drowned. The only thing, you know, they would have fucking found your body. Like, you know. The only thing. And I was that I don't know why. Like, you ever had a close call like that? Like,
oh, sure. Yeah. I got a couple.
Yeah.
First of all, as you were talking about, like, the muck and shit, all I could hear is Andy Dufresne had to crawl through the worst.
That would have honestly been better. I'd have been much happier if that was what I just.
Oh, Andy. Shit.
The other thing that I just actually
I didn't think of much, man, Dufresne.
Just was like, I find it hard to believe there was no other toilets flushing the entirety of the time that he was going through that. And I go, I never thought of that.
I just heard that today too. I was like, that's so true.
Well, I mean, it was the prison, so I mean, and it was at night, so how many toilets are gonna be flushing?
But, I mean, they're in the toilets are in the cells.
Yeah.
Well, they all taking late night dumps. I mean,
when do you dump?
I'm like clockwork.
I mean,
one
well,
morning right when I wake up. And
mine's then changed. It's really weird because it's been
old now?
No, like within the last week, it's changed.
Oh really?
Oh, you like, fell back instead of springing forward.
No, I'm usually
inside me.
It's always been around like 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
Okay,
will be the times that I
like afternoon or a.m.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay,
and then
it's 1 to 3.
All of a sudden, it's been 7 and 8 o'clock. More 7 this week. I was like, what the? I don't know, my stomach's kind of fucked up. I don't know.
So to answer your question though, because you would ask me like, have I ever had like that near death experience? One wasn't necessarily like, I guess I wouldn't say like a near death, but it was one that really fucking shook me. It happened over by BLG's house because I was on the Beltline coming back from doing a shipped order, and I was crossing the Beltline from like where the Chase and the D&W is.
Yes.
So I was crossing that way. I had
It's Knapp and Beltline.
Yeah. So I was on Knapp coming back to like come back to my house.
Yeah.
And the light was green. I'm going. Someone is like doing like 40 and just keeps going. I see out of my peripherals on my right. So it would have hit me.
Right.
Like driver's side, direct impact.
Oh my God.
I start to see it. And then like this truck like happened to come and took all of it.
Oh my God.
Truck took all of it. And I was just like, and I just like kept going because like I mean I'm Chasing not hit him. And I'm like
damn,
but yeah. like I got to the auto repair shop over here on the corner of Knapp and Fuller,
yeah,
and like pulled in and like because that's where I was, I think I was dropping my car off for the day or something yeah. like that to get worked on or get an oil change or something, and I just like lost my shit.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like,
oh, that for sure
that would have been it. And then I remember like yeah, doing it like a Facebook Live thing because I was like, dude, like. It's like one of those things, like when something like that happens, you're just like, shit, like
yeah.
in an instant it could happen.
Yep.
And so I was like, be aware, like,
yeah.
you know, it could end in a moment, like kind of one of those things.
Stop texting and driving.
Sure. Yeah. And then like, I remember BLG was like, oh, was this it? And then sent me the photo of the car and the truck.
Like, oh, he, that's, I remember this.
Yeah.
Because yes. Because he sent me the same pictures. Yep. I remember that.
Fuck too.
Truck wasn't massively fucked.
And I think you sent me the pictures too.
Yeah, because it was a car
oh,
that hit the truck.
Oh, yeah.
And it was right into the median, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah but it,
I remember
like,
that.
It fucked up the truck, but oh, it yeah. also fucked up that car.
Yeah. But if it was just to hit you in that car.
Yeah, I would have been dead on. And like I said, it would have hit me like pretty much square. Like
door.
Yep, like right where I am.
Stuff gives you, like, it makes you shaky. You're just like, fuck. Like,
I,
Jesus Christ, like, that could have been it.
When I lived in Kalamazoo, I used to walk home every day.
Yeah.
Miles and miles. And, like, I think I calculated it one day. I think it was, like, almost 10 miles from, like, where I worked up by the mall.
Yeah.
All the way to my parents' house over by, like, Douglas.
And you would walk that every day?
I would walk it, but I
so
would.
So 10 one way or round trip?
10 one way.
Good wow. Lord.
So I would miles? Walk, but here's the thing. I would walk or I'd at least get a ride up and under. Then I get fucking bombed and then usually
just walk home. Yeah.
And then I would take the expressway That's real quick, right hop on and then hop off because it cut my walk
right.
down a little bit. But I remember I was rushing to get to a liquor store real quick so I could grab like a tall boy to drink on the rest of the way home.
Yeah.
Or a pine or something. And so I jaywalked. I wasn't supposed to go when I did.
Yeah.
And so just when I went and the light should have gone for me to have walked.
Yeah.
Two cars hit. And I remember.
Holy shite.
Because someone ran a red light, all this other stuff.
Right.
And then I remember some other vehicle was like, I'm calling 911, da, 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 like announcing it. Read in the paper the next day that like basically the person who was hit,
yeah.
it was a mom and her kid, like died.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's like one of those things where I'm like,
that could have been you.
If I wouldn't have been in such a hurry to hurry up and get to the liquor store to get like booze at the last possible second.
Right.
Could have been me.
Could have been you.
Like booze. I did.
Yeah.
Booze saved
it's
your
like,
life.
It's just like I had the right of way to walk and I probably would have at right. that point because I was already inebriated.
I'm telling you, man.
Booze saved your life.
It blows my mind that, like, the body is so fragile yet extremely durable.
Right.
You know what I mean? Can like, you? Yeah, it's like there's a guy, like, you know, I've had two clients. One wasn't my client, but he was of the
was shop. Was he your giant?
So he, but his name was Jeff Abrams, and he was Matt's client, and he was skydiving when he was, like, in his 30s. And his chute didn't open, and then his backup chute didn't open either. He hit the ground going around like 140 miles an hour, shattered his leg, like the side of his like just fucked up his whole left side of his body. But he survived, right? So he lives, heals, and then he goes literally like freaking like I think it's like a year later, and he goes skydiving again. And he's had two heart attacks.
Lord have mercy.
He's had some type of a stroke, and he's still alive. Then there's a client of mine. 31 years old, perfect health, worked out every day, never fucking, hasn't probably had a carb his entire life, and literally has a brain aneurysm going on a jog with his wife. He's literally just jogging, he fucking drops dead instantly.
My uncle.
So I'm saying, it's like, that is insane to me. It's like one guy can literally have every horrific thing happen to him, and he perseveres and he keeps living, and another guy takes care of his body immensely, and it just. Something happens and he's gone.
I think that's like
that just blows my mind.
Interesting.
I think yeah. it's like
maybe you should let your body get a little dirty. I guess.
Huh? That's what I'm saying. Well, dude, it's always the guys that drink like smoke every day, eat a pound of bacon, and drink like fish, and they fucking live to 90. And then the person who's, you know what I mean. I'm not advocating for that, yeah. by the way. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying that it's like it seems to be the asshole.
I'm a pool man.
Fucking live
Devin
longer.
Jim.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. So you're telling that story.
Yeah.
Because John's looking over me, I'm laughing as you're telling the skydive story. I was like,
yeah.
all I can think of is Scott Vogel going, if you fall, don't worry. The ground will stop you.
someone up at
well,
that
that
bar.
Was my thing. I asked him. I like
we
asked
are keepers
question.
Of the faith.
Dude, I said I was like, okay.
This goes out to falling. The motherfuckers in the back with the Slurpees.
It's like you're falling to your death. What the fuck were you thinking? And I said, he goes, well, I wasn't over water. So I just started saying like, okay, this is it. You know, he's like, I'm going to try to minimize the damage.
Right.
So I started looking at trees. He goes, sometimes you can just like hit like the branches and it'll like break your bones, but it'll like kind of slow you down enough because it has a flex to it, right?
Right.
So he was thinking that. Weird he goes, flex. And then another one. Yeah, God damn it, John. And so.
What'd you say?
He goes, weird flex. But he's. And so I go, what did you do? The doctors called it like a one in a million like angle. He's like, oh, I literally started to kind of use the chute to kind of start propelling me down at like an angle instead of right. going straight down. He goes, I started to like, I took what was the strings of the chute and I pulled them apart. So it made kind of a canopy a little bit. So it slowed, cause I was
so
doing
it slowed
about,
you down
yeah,
a
so
little
doing,
bit.
He was doing like about 180 or so. He slowed me down to like 140, 120. They said that's by the, they said the sounds of his brake or the type of his brake. He goes, and then I just literally went to kind of say, I wanted my shoulder to take the brunt of the force.
Yeah.
And then literally he's like, but then my leg hit first, is then my shoulder.
Damn it, so, leg.
Well, they called it, he goes, they invented, this might be bullshit, but he said like they invented a new word for his injury. They called it detonation. He detonated his leg. It's basically where you get over 9 breaks in a single bone.
And just,
yeah, he goes, if you get more than that, he goes, they call it detonation. So he goes, he detonated his left leg. Like it was like 9 breaks. And like, it's like his whole, he showed me his scars, dude. It's like, he's got like 15 like
oh my god
scars where they put in pins and like rods
from all the
and
surgeries
steel plate. And, yeah, everything you possibly think of. It's like RoboCop in his left leg, but
and he still had to go to work.
And he still had to go to work.
That's really.
But I'm just telling like
that's really the story of RoboCop is even when you die you have to go to work.
Still had to go to work.
Nope. You're not done.
Yeah, yeah.
You're still going to
buy back from the dead. So no, you know, fucking.
Now you got to work.
Still going to be a cop.
Well, we're good.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. But that I guess the rounding back to all that is like I just can't imagine. Like this, the reason I was bringing it up is like what you thought after you had your close call. What I thought when I had my close call. There was two thoughts I had immediately, and I'm sure it was similar. One was like, "That's how quick it goes. It can be just like lights out." But the second was I was so fucked. Like that night, even remember when I was 13, I remember drinking like, you know, a pop and having a burger and being like, this tastes better than I've ever tasted because I was like, I'm fucking alive.
Sensory overload, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, because I didn't
like
think
everything is amazing.
My brain started to shut down being like, this is it. It's over. Like you're dying.
Yeah.
This is it. And I went, huh. And so that's why I was asking Jeff Ambers about that. I was just like, he goes, what do you think? He goes, I was just remembering everything. It's like, you know, like the flash everything.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that. He goes, like, I was literally just being like, this is it.
Yep.
It's over. You know, like not the, and I went, God damn. So anyways, like, I think that's crazy when you're in
it's
those
probably
moments.
Different
like,
for everybody.
You
too.
Know, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure people like do the, you know, everything flashes or you think of like the person you love more than anything.
Pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking you.
What?
Think, seriously. I'm sure people pizza. Are like, oh God, I'm never going to have this food again. Like, fuck, you know, but
yeah.
Anyways, that's what I'm about to it. Well, are we at our?
We're just at about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I don't really have any near-death experience.
No.
You've had coming to.
Well.
So
yeah.
I figured.
There was the trip
case.
To Richmond, actually. We
yeah,
had a
yeah.
drunk driver booze cruising.
Oh, yeah.
And I filmed the whole thing.
That's crazy.
He's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He drifted. I was filming the trip. We were on our way to a facial hair competition. And I'll make this short story brief. Corey said something, caught my attention. And I was like, oh, we should film this for the police because this guy's driving like an asshole. 4-lane highway, 95, just outside of D.C. We're just come into Virginia. And this dude goes left lane all the way to the right, and it's an off-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the off-ramp. And then and I film him, and he drifts into the in between the off-ramp and the highway and hits the barricade head-on.
Doing like
90. I don't know. It was enough to throw his car in the air and on top of our car.
Holy shit.
And at that point, because in the video, you see the car go up, and I clearly obviously bent down,
right?
Which I probably shouldn't have done in hindsight. But the car rolls up onto the windshield, pops off. Our car goes sideways, and we get hit in the driver's side tire by a semi.
Oh my God.
And that's it. It's done. And then I start yelling, someone's fucking dead. Someone's fucking dead. And that's all in the recording too.
You knew that even before coming up on the scene, that guy was just gone.
Dude, the top of that car was can opened and gone.
Oh,
the roof was gone. It was a Mazda 3.
Do you remember, actually both of you, I guess, God, this just makes me realize like how literally for me I am surrounded by death. Do you remember reading or hearing the story? I guess it was in the time of social media, so you possibly could have read it on social media. When the dude was getting onto or hit the telephone pole over the light as you're passing over the bridge on Alpine, and car caught fire, he died, all this kind of stuff. It happened. It was probably like seven, eight years ago. Middle of the day, like a...
Probably Friday or Saturday. It was like North
Alpine. This bar that you guys work at, that's like the weirdest intersection right there where that...
Oh, this wasn't there.
There's got to be a
hundred... This is on Alpine, going to like...
Oh, we got stories about that, too.
But
oh,
like, you guys have to see it a hundred times somewhere.
But like, it was a thing where Bridget and I were driving...
Was it North Alpine?
Yeah, we were heading toward like Target. And this dude, like, you just see a car swerve. It hits the telephone pole. Something catches on fire. Another car swerves. Then the fucking traffic lights over... all come crashing down.
Oh my God.
And like, we're like stuck there essentially, kind of like, okay, well, we can't go over any of this shit.
Right.
And like, now all the traffic stopped.
Reverse, reverse.
Yeah.
So that's what we ended up doing.
Bail.
But ended up finding out something happened. I don't know what caused the accident with the guy, but that dude died. Like, we saw that dude die. So just like another thing where you're just like, it's like not just to make
it's
it
inevitable.
Like, not to make it sound like Final Destination type shit, where you're just like, oh, it's so close. But like, and then in light of something Rush and I were talking about, that sucks because I really want to say this thing, but I feel like in light of what we're talking about, and kind of also understanding how finite life is, but also how it makes you appreciate things, I feel like I want to bring this up. It's more personal for Rush and I, but he and I, I guess I'll say, lost one of our regulars this past week, a couple days ago. And it's a thing where I have already talked about it on my podcast. I did an intro about it.
Yep.
But it was the thing where this man, Yvonne, nicest fucking dude ever.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, you know, I've told you guys, and I've even kind of talked about it on here, where, like, I've had problems, like, with my dad.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, he had asked me something about what was going on. And I was just like, ah, oh, man, I'm having these problems. And he's not, he's shorter than me.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm 5'7 for those listening. Like, I'm not tall, and he's shorter than me.
He's 5'5. He's 5'5.
Yeah.
Little guy.
And he gave me, like, the only thing I can say is, like a dad hug. And he, like, wouldn't let me go. Oh, like, because, like, when I was like, okay. And then I went to, like, go, he held on.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, for probably, like, a good, like, 3-4 minutes. And, like, I was, like, kind of crying then. Like, just kind of was like, I needed this.
Yeah.
And he knew I needed it. And it was one of those things where it's, like, that's the kind of person I know him to be. He was always there for everybody.
Yep.
He would always take time to make sure that, like, whatever you were going through, he would be there to listen to you, offer you advice, whatever.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing was is I didn't know, A, he had cancer first, and first one other time before. Let alone that it had come back, because that's just not who he is. He didn't make shit about himself.
Right.
And it was a thing where it looked like he was going to pull out again, kick out at 2, wrestling term.
Yep.
And, you know, Bridget sent me a text when I got to work one day, and she was like, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. And I was like, fuck. And today, the reason I bring it up, someone was saying that if, I think it's, I might have the story wrong. I was going to go to Twitter and look real quick, but it's whatever. That I think it's if a blue jay comes into your life, that it's a past loved one coming to, like, see you. So when I was walking Frankie today, I had a blue jay, like, stopped in front of us, and I was like,
there he is.
There he is.
Yvonne.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your guys' friend there.
Thank you. Yeah, it was rough.
I do also kind of want to leave this, just because there's no other time for me to bring this up, but it's something that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
Some Stephen Christian from Amberlynn tweeted this today.
Mm.
If you don't know who you are created to be, you will become what people pay you to be.
Wisdom.
Laying down some facts.
That dude is amazing.
Yeah.
God bless him.
So, another episode of The Bar. Yes. To those that we've lost, that we've loved. Until the next time.
The next time.
Last call. I'm the next wrap around my shoulder. Had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.